I'd like to call the December 2nd, 2021 board meeting to order and remind everyone to please mute your phone or computer microphone when not speaking. In addition, if anyone other than a board member would like to speak, please use the raise hand feature and wait to be acknowledged by the board recorder. Thank you. Time for a roll call now. The meeting recorder will conduct a roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. From the City of Hillsborough, Commissioner Judah?
Present.
Sorry. TVWD, Commissioner Duggan?
Present.
All right, thank you. This concludes roll call. All other attendance will be recorded using the Microsoft Teams list.
All right, potential action after executive session. Before we begin our regular agenda, the board did meet in executive session prior to this meeting. Does any commissioner have anything to bring before the board as a result of executive session? Hearing none, I assume the answer is no. All right, let's move to the General Manager's Report. Mr. Kraska will present the General Manager's Report.
Thank you again, Chair Judah. And so, as we often do, or always do, we start the General Manager's Report with our safety moment of the day. So, go into that. Today's safety moment is driving in construction work zones. And so, recently, actually on November 18th, ODOT had a safety campaign for that day, and it pertained to, it's because it's ODOT, Oregon Department of Transportation, it pertained to work in public right-of-ways, construction work in public right-of-ways. And as more and more of our projects are going to be in public right-of-ways, it made sense to have some reminders here for us all in terms of how to provide some safety considerations for those folks that are out there working in the public right-of-ways. So, just some facts and figures to start off with here. Between 2015 and 2019, on average, Oregon work zones saw the following incidents each year: 540 people injured and 27 people killed or seriously injured. That's every year. So it makes sense that we should pay attention and do what we can to increase safety around these construction work zones. So first of all, we want drivers to remember to pay attention when you see orange barrels or signs or cones or barricades, that it's a changed condition of the road, and pay attention to what's going on. And always, frankly, slow down. Obey temporary speed signs, but the speed around these construction work zones is always going to be less than what you're used to traveling in those areas. Additionally, drivers should know that the work zone traffic lanes are often narrower. So again, slower speeds are necessary to make sure that we provide safety, and the narrower travel lanes will be safer if you travel slower. And then whenever you're passing by workers, to the extent that you can, move your car over to give workers more room in the spaces that they're working. Additionally, if that's not enough, drivers should remember that fines double in old Oregon work zones, whether or not workers are present. So there's some financial incentive as well to providing these safety considerations around construction work zones. And that concludes today's safety moment. Continuing on now with the General Manager's Report, we start off with this report as an overview of current work efforts and the development of the Guam Water Supply System under the direction of the Commission. Starting off with our permitting and communications updates, the WWSB permitting efforts remain very active. Attached to this General Manager's Report is a tabulation of the permits and approvals recently granted and the status of those currently in process. A few permitting team highlights include that we received the approval of a minor modification permit bundle by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the PLM 5.3 project. That's our pipeline project up Grabhorn Road around Clark Hill across Farmington. And also incorporation of the pressure and flow control facility and the MPE 1.2 project, which is our pipeline project in Shoals Ferry Road crossing Highway 217. In addition, the Department of State Lands completed its review and approval of the said permit modification, and we submitted several permit applications for the construction of the water treatment plant. These applications include the plant's final site plan approval and building, mechanical, and electrical permits with the City of Sherwood. Regarding our communications team highlights, these include we've concentrated outreach efforts along the Metzger Pipeline East project, Highway 217 and Shoals Ferry Road project, in advance of the start of construction of the two 60-inch diameter tunnels crossing Highway 217. The work area is anticipated to remain active through February of 2022, and a team has been working with the City of Beaverton's radio station 1610 AM to provide construction and traffic impact updates. The public can also revisit the Oregon Department of Transportation's www.tripcheck.com and or visit ourreliablewater.org website for traffic updates. Another communications team update is that we've collaborated with the City of Hillsborough Fire Department staff to produce a video highlighting WWSP's partnership with Hillsborough Fire to support training activities. And we have a link in the General Manager's Report to that, that video on YouTube. Design status updates. Four pipeline projects remain in the final stages of the design effort and are proceeding according to plan. And again, as a reminder, as in past months, all above ground facility project design work is complete. Continuing on now to construction status updates briefly. Is attached to this general manager's report is a tabulation of all the projects in construction and their current status. A few highlights include that on the raw water facilities project, the 66-inch welded steel pipeline was successfully pressure tested. The pipeline is now going to be connected to the completed PLM 1.1 project that is just to the north of that completed pipeline project. The PLM 5.1 pipeline project, and this is our pipeline project done with Washington County on Roy Rogers Road, was successfully disinfected and passed all tests. The next step is to tie this pipeline into the completed PLM 5.2 project that is just to the north of it. That's a pipeline project from Shoals Ferry Road and Tile Flat Road. And then last, a second pipeline crew was mobilized to the PLW 1.3 project. That's our pipeline project in South Hillsborough, allowing simultaneous pipeline installations to occur on both sides of Butternut Creek. And currently the progress on that project is ahead of schedule. And finally, a steel market exposure update. Though the price of steel remains high relative to the cost 1 year ago, current market data indicates that the rate of increase is slowing. The market price of hot rolled band, the material used to fabricate WWSS transmission pipe, decreased, haven't used that word for a long time, but decreased by approximately 3.3% over the past month. Current pricing is consistent with pricing from August of 2021. Market forecasters project steel prices to continue to decrease in 2022. Staff are continuing to monitor the steel market and are not recommending a change in the construction procurement plans and strategies at this time. That concludes today's general manager's report. We'd be glad to take any questions if there are any.
Thank you, Dave. Any questions for Mr. Kraska?
None here. Thank you.
Hearing none and seeing no hands raised, let's move on to the next section, public comment. Public comment time is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Do we have any person or persons who would like to comment? Dave or Annette, do we have anybody today?
No, we do not.
All right, thank you. Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. Item A under this category is to approve the November 4th meeting minutes. We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented. Please remember to state your name to make the motion and second for this action.
This is Commissioner Duggan. I move that we approve the consent agenda consisting of the November 4th meeting minutes.
So, Dave Winship, I assume you are a voting member for the City of Beaverton today, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, I'll let you second if you wish.
Yes, second that motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, from the City of Beaverton?
Aye.
City of Hillsboro?
Aye.
And TVWD?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, the motion passes. Thank you very much. On to business agenda items. First item A today is consider adopting resolution number WWSS-29-21, declaring public necessity to acquire property interests over, upon, under, and through real property for pipeline section PLM 1.3 for the Willamette Water Supply Commission. Ms. Bennett will present the staff report.
Thank you, Commissioners. The Willamette Water Supply System's PLM 1.3 project is located in the city of Wilsonville and requires an additional resolution of need to update the declared real property on a single property related to an error on the legal description. Approving this resolution now allows the right-of-way team to complete the appraisal and issue the offer with minimal delay. The Commission has authority to acquire real property for its needs. The PLM 1.3 pipeline alignment was selected through extensive alternatives evaluations, and the preferred location was selected based on the best interests of the public and the least injury to private property owners. This resolution will enable the Commission's agents, including the program team, to begin negotiating with respective property interest holders and authorizes the acquisition of the property interests by eminent domain to the extent negotiations fail. Staff recommend approval of the proposed resolution. May I answer any questions?
Are there any questions for Ms. Bennett?
None here.
All right, hearing none, do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS-29-21, declaring public necessity to acquire property interests over, upon, under, and through real property for pipeline section PLM 1.3 for the Willamette Water Supply System Commission. And please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and the second for this item.
This is Commissioner Duggar. I move that we approve resolution number WWSS-29-21 as presented.
I'm Dave Winship representing Beaverton. Second the motion.
All right, thank you. We have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right. City of Beaverton?
Aye.
City of Hillsboro?
Aye.
And TVWD?
I'm going to be a rebel and say yes.
All right, thank you.
All right, the motion passes. Thank you, Jim, for sticking it up. All right, item B. Consider the approval to ratify an emergency procurement process for WTP 1.0 tree clearing services and authorizing the Willamette Water Supply System General Manager to complete final contract negotiations. Mr. Kraska will present the staff report.
Thank you again, Chair Judah and Commissioners. So this is, as stated here, about pertaining to ratifying an emergency procurement for the Water Treatment Plant 1 project. We are currently working with our general contractor, Sunt, in preparing their GMP, Guaranteed Maximum Price, for the construction of the water treatment plant. Then we're on track to bring that to the board for approval at the February meeting. However, we have some critical early work that needs to be done and completed by March, and so having it approved by February would be too late. We want to perform this, we need to perform this work starting in January. And so that's why we're bringing this this early procurement to you today. Our original plan was to do this work with Sunt, our general contractor. However, we need some time in order to negotiate, perform some final negotiations on contract terms with Sunt, and these are incompatible. And so we needed to perform this or declare this emergency to remove this work from the Sunt contract and negotiate it separately. The tree clearing work itself was competitively bid as part of the GMP process. We got two bids on it. And so now we've identified a contractor that we want to direct appoint to perform the general contract services related to the tree clearing work. And so that's essentially the high level view of what's going on here. And what this ratification will allow me to do would be to move forward with this early procurement work and finalize negotiations with our general contractor to perform just that work while we finish the GMP and remaining contract negotiations with our general contractor, Sunt. That concludes my my report on this item. I'm glad to take any questions.
All right, thank you, Dave. Are there any questions for Mr. Kraska? Hearing none or seeing none, do I have a motion and a second to approve ratified an emergency procurement process for WTP 1.0 tree clearing services and authorizing the Willamette Water Supply System General Manager to complete final contract negotiations? Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and a second for this item.
Commissioner Duggan, so moved.
Dave Winship, representing City of Beaverton, second the motion.
All right, thank you. We have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton?
Aye.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, the motion passes. The next items on today's agenda are information items. Letter A, Ms. Bennett will present a staff report on business agenda items planned for the January WWSS Commission Board meeting.
Thank you, Commissioners. There are two anticipated action items for next month's meeting. First is a PLM 5.3 resolution of need. Program staff are aware of additional property needs for this pipeline section. The proposed increase in temporary easement area on a single property will allow the program to maintain business traffic across this property during our construction, resulting in reduced disruption to the business during the construction period. So at the January board meeting, staff anticipate presenting the revised easement needs with a recommendation to the board to adopt the supplemental resolution of need. Our second and final item for next month is the Reservoir 1 PLM 5.3 guaranteed maximum price for construction with Hoffman Fowler LLC. The combined Reservoir PLM 5.3 project is being delivered using the CMGC, or Construction Manager General Contractor, method. The contractor is Hoffman Fowler LLC, who has been on board since December of 2020, participating in the project's final design. Since the 100% design was completed in July, the CMGC contractor has been preparing the guaranteed maximum price for construction. Staff are reviewing the GMP and negotiating to secure the best value for the commission. At the January board meeting, staff anticipate providing an overview of the GMP and final negotiated value with a recommendation for approval. This concludes the summary of upcoming action items. May I answer any questions?
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for Ms. Bennett?
No.
All right. Thank you again on that. Item B, under information items. The next regular board meeting is scheduled on January 6, 2022 at noon via the same Microsoft Teams. Next on the agenda, the category is communications and non-agenda items. And there are no communication or non-agenda items scheduled for today's meeting. Does anybody have any that were not scheduled? Dave, you have anything else you need to bring up today?
Nothing else for this group today. Except happy holidays and happy new year if we don't see you before then.
So Clark Balfour wants to know if this meeting time is a record since we're done. I'm pretty sure he's anxious to go eat lunch.
You might
so,
not be
ill. Appreciate all your participation today. There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
See you, everybody.